Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Cecily Summers is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Cecily is a futurist. She's also the founder and the president of the Push Institute, a nonprofit think tank working on global trends and their implications for people just like you and me in business. She's the author of a new book called Think Like a Futurist. She's a highly accomplished individual, having had a number of other very successful careers before she became a futurist. And she's our new friend, Cecily Summers. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you very much.
And your futurist work, as well. You know, when I think of a futurist, a lot of people think of a futurist, when they think of them, they think of somebody who's got some special power, some special insights or whatever. But when I think of a futurist, and I know many of them, as you do, many futurists, the people that I know, what they do is they see the same dots, or I should say, everyone else sees the same dots that a futurist does, except a futurist just takes a little more time, maybe does a little more study, and thinks about connecting those dots in a little bit different than people do when they're just trying to make payroll in their small business. What do you think?
Yeah, I love that analogy. I think that's exactly right. With one addendum there, which is that part of being a futurist is being trained and really attentive to looking for new dots, really broadening
emerging dots.
Make sure that you're getting emerging dots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also things that and questioning things, dots that are already there that many people think are going to prevail. Questioning whether those that's going to be true in the future. I think that's one of the big problems small business owners have, is we identify and we become comfortable with things that are working, and that's a big dot in our life, right? But we don't ever question. No, we don't ever say, what if that were gone? What if we didn't have this anymore? I think that's a big help that futures can provide for small businesses. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think everybody, small business, large business, homemakers, farmers, everybody deals with is that we have very full, busy lives with a lot of urgent demands. And I think what you're speaking to is really this need to step back away from the to-dos, that long list of to-dos that is never done, and really get perspective. Find new ways to think about things. Mm-hmm. Find new ways for learning about your situation. How else might I think about this? And that's a lot of what I address, is not only how you do that, but really the support and some structures for making sure that you can integrate it inside of getting work done every day.
Well, you know, the truth is, I think you'd agree with me, the average small business owner is just as smart as any futurist is. And they just, as you say, have a different perspective there. They've got different things in front of them. But one of the things that I'm trying to help small business owners do is take the time, as you were alluding to a minute ago, and I want you to talk about this a little bit more, take the time to sort of disconnect from the grinding mill, and think a little bit strategically. Think a little bit more about where you're going, and just for a period of time, a little bit less about how you're going to do it. What do you think?
Well, you know how we all talk about, I need a break. I just want to go on vacation. I do my best thinking when I'm in travel or whatever it might be. Well, the truth is that is exactly what the brain thrives on, is mm-hmm. When you need to think differently, you actually have to have different activities to engage the brain. You can't think differently by doing the same old thing. And that's a neurological fact. So you need to have new experiences and new stimuli coming mm-hmm. in. And that can be seeing a movie. It can be going to a museum. It can be reading a different kind of book. But it has to be different from what you do every day.
Because it's going to be difficult to find, because what you do every day, that's as I said earlier, that's what you've gotten comfortable with. One of the things that it concerns me about business publications these days is everybody wants, as you probably get calls from editors to write things for you, and they always want actionable items, actionable things, and they don't really want strategic thinking. They don't really want thinking that doesn't give you six ways to do this and five ways to do that. I'm encouraging small business owners to try to consume that kind of information as well, rather than only the five ways to do this and six ways to do that.
Yeah, it's a category called brain food, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's things that make you think and stretch your perspective, because perspective, a shift in perspective, things that allow you to see things differently or more broadly, is really the point. If you're looking to add new dots, if we go back to that original metaphor, and in fact start to connect them, which is what happens in the brain when you add new information to your store of mm-hmm. existing knowledge, when those connections literally are made is when you go, aha, now I see it in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really, really critical piece of information. What I'm saying is that you cannot, it's impossible to achieve insight unless you have new stimulus. It's the
say
only
that, say
way.
That again. This is going to be on the test. Say it again, Cecily.
That's exactly right. You cannot achieve insight unless you are bringing in new information.
Mm-hmm.
Insight is what happens when new information comes into the brain and your brain starts shifting back through its old files and going,
right.
Where does this fit? It starts to make those connections, and when it does, in that moment, you go, oh, now I get it.
And you have to make your brain and your time and your thinking available to that. Make that, welcome that in, not necessarily as the new norm for you, but as something you'll consider. You have to make yourself available to that, don't you?
In learning excursions, and they have to be experiential.
Yeah.
That's the other piece of it. Yep, you got to go on field trips.
Think like a futurist. Know what changes, what doesn't, and what's next. Cecily Summers, her new book, folks, it's outstanding. She and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.